It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right, welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Hope you had an awesome morning. Thank you for joining me for lunch. Today is January 16th, 2024. Let's get right into the birthdays. Kate Moss is 49. She was famous for her waif appearance. She's probably filled out a little bit by now, I would imagine. Sade is 64. Happy birthday to those ladies. Also on this day in history, in 1991, the Persian Gulf War began. And in 1919, Prohibition is ratified, banning booze in the U.S. And it also ushered in organized crime. That was my little addition there with the speakeasies, little underground, literally underground pubs, taverns, whatever the hell you want to call them. All right, let's get into the news, the meat and potatoes of this program. Donald Trump has Donald Trump has massive victory in Iowa. That was nice of CNN to put it that way. DeSantis edges Haley for second and first GOP presidential nominating contest. Yeah, DeSantis, even though he's in second, like he's in a far trailing second. So I don't know that he wants to get too celebratory right now. Here's one from the Associated Press in a related headline. Vivek Ramaswamy suspends his 2024 Republican presidential bid and endorses rival Donald Trump. Well, that's admirable. I mean, yeah, he's a fair loser, I guess. I think he came in fourth place in that caucus. So, yeah, he hung it up and will go back to making meds, I believe. Here's one from Newsmax. Martin Scorsese wraps up script for, quote, A Life of Jesus. Yeah, that sounds heavy. I don't know if I'm going to watch it. I can already, like, imagine how it's going to go kind of thing. But it is Scorsese, too, so I don't know. Might have to watch that one. He's put out some good stuff, I must say, including the greatest movie ever. Here's one from Fox News. U.S. Air Force officer Madison Marsh wins 2024 Miss America competition. Quote, you can achieve anything. Well, no, not really, but I know what you're trying to say. She's the first active duty Air Force officer to compete in the Miss America contest. I guess she didn't just compete. She won the damn thing, so that's pretty cool. She's a pretty skilled. She's achieved a lot of stuff. I saw an interview of her, and yeah, she's done quite a bit. Here's one from Reuters. Crop-killing weeds advance across U.S. farmland as chemicals lose effectiveness. I guess the plant's called Kochia. And the chemists, if you will, are not able to make stuff fast enough to kill them. So the Kochia is winning, just like Charlie Sheen was. There's a story from Newsmax. X-59 supersonic plane could transform commercial flight. The thing does like 900 and some miles an hour. And the reason why it could transform commercial flight is a lot of airspace did not allow supersonic planes because of the sonic boom. And they found a way to minimize that. You'll have to read that article to find out what exactly they did or do some other research. But yeah, that's pretty cool. What concerns me is that they said they were able to whip this thing up in just a couple short years, because that's what we all want. You know, we want to do 900 miles an hour in, through the sky in something he whipped up in just a couple short years. Here's what, a story from Fox News. Florida's brain tumor patient plays guitar during his surgery. Oh, my God. This is wild, quote, in quotes. You know, I just think he was awake, obviously awake the whole time. Like, why? I guess the awake surgeries are safer, but there's just something terribly wrong with having brain surgery and being awake. I'm sorry. That's out of a horror movie. But he was not just awake, he was playing his guitar. And I think really it's so if things went bad, if they botched it, if you know what I mean, you know, his friends and family could say, well, you know, he died doing what he loved. All right, that was bad. All right, Fox News story here. Kiefer Sutherland admits challenges of working in Hollywood. Oh, gosh. It's so rough for the poor guy. Quote, every 3 months, I'm out of a job. Now, I saw the interview. It's not as bad. He admits it's not. He's not complaining, I guess. But still, you know, Fox should be ashamed for wording the headline like this. But he shouldn't even have said anything like that. He did say that every 3 months, I'm out of a job. But I guess he his net worth is like around $100 million. One of the commenters said below the article. But yeah, right. Here's one from Newsmax Money. Lamborghini tops 10,000 sales for first time. Great. Great. I still don't think I would ever buy one. But I went on to read some disturbing news later on in that article that they are going to all electric. Essentially, they're driving Lamborghini into the ground. And that leaves us with one more story. This one's from Daily Pause. This is a sad good story, if that's possible. It's uplifting, but sad. These are the ones that help us grow, right? And become stronger. Bobby, the world's oldest dog ever, dies at age 31. 31 years old? I mean, this thing's outlived tons of people. Born May 11th, 1992, Bobby lived exactly 31 years, 165 days, according to Guinness. Wow, and that's, hey, Guinness said that, so that's official. He passed away October 21st in Congueros, the Portuguese village where he spent his entire life. So there you go. And the good thing is this guy lives on, in the history books. Not only did he live a long, splendid life, he lives on in the history books as the oldest ever. I don't know how, you know, oldest ever, maybe, I guess, ever recorded. So, yeah, that is an episode. I had fun. I hope you did too. I hope you come back for the next one. That would be on Friday. I hope you all have a good week. The remainder anyway, and stay warm, stay safe, keep pressing on in your life, and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of you all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.